Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dilea, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll take a look at some of the really useful Xamarin Nuget packages that we could use them in our applications to add functionality like accessing the camera to take photos or take a video. Also some other plugins that could give us the location of the user, the latitude and latitude. Some other plugins that do also the geofences, so it could tell us if the user is in his home or is he in his workplace. Some other plugins that do also launch external maps so that I can show the user how to go from his current position to a certain address, for example. Some other plugins are useful to get the connectivity if the device is connected to the internet or not. This is useful if you are communicating with a web service in your application. Local notifications is a plugin that is really useful to show your users information or to show them errors that may occur in your application. User dialogues also useful if we want to show some data from within the application. And actually here with local notifications, we can schedule some notifications to be shown to the user after 2 hours from now, for example. Device info, if you want to get the exact OS version of your device. For example, this could tell you if the user is running on iOS 10, for example, or so on. Zigzag, if you want to scan barcodes in your application. Here I do have a Xamarin Forms application, and if I want to use the camera to take photos or take a video, then what I can use is Xamarin Forms Nuget packages, plugins. So I go to my solution, right click, then click here, manage Nuget packages for solution, and look for plugins. Look for this one, call it xam.plugin.media. I go and install this plugin in all my Xamarin projects, select the four of them, then install, hit OK. And once installed, this will add DLLs or references to all my projects. So let's see, for the portable PCL project, here it adds that plugin.media DLL, and also for my Android project, it adds the references right here, plugin.media, and the same thing for my iOS project, where it adds that plugin.media. So let's from here we are ready to use that plugin as it adds functionality to our application. Here we do have a README file to get the details of the steps you have to follow in order to use this plugin. So after installing that plugin, now we are ready to use it. So if we go to mainpage.xaml.cs, right from here, we can access crossmedia.current, then I can say dot. And right here, you see we get all the methods to check if we do have the camera available and if we can create videos. And also we have the methods for taking a photo or taking a video. So let's try, for example, take photo, I think. And here, if I want to take a photo, then I can use some options. So let's see what those options are. Let's create that options variable. And let's say equal new camera, store camera media options. And those options are right here. We can see we do have options for cropping the image. For compression quality, I can compress that image, I can save it in the directory that I choose, I can pick the photo size that I want. So this is really a powerful way and easy to integrate functionalities in my Xamarin Forms application. Like we do have the media plugin, we do have some many other useful plugins, and I really encourage developers to check those plugins. So let's take a look at those plugins. Right here, the page where we do have all those plugins, as those plugins, we do have their source code on GitHub under the right here, the repository created by Xamarin itself. So we do have this list of all the plugins which are open source plugins, so you can take a look at their code. So if we choose, for example, right here, the media plugin, we do have a link for the GitHub account and also for the NuGet page. If we go to that link right here, we see that in this GitHub account, we can take a look at the source code of this plugin. But also we get the information about the supported devices. So we know this media plugin is supported on iOS, on Android, on Windows Phone, on Windows UWP, and so on, with the different versions for each one. And we get also a documentation for how to use this plugin. So I know for this plugin, I do have those methods to check if the camera is available, how to take photos, how to take videos, and some other configurations. I can install this plugin through NuGet, so I can go to their NuGet page, and right here I get the name of this plugin, which is in this case xam.plugin.media. Here you know that to install NuGet packages, we can either use the Visual Studio functionality for that. I can go to my project, right click, and select Manage NuGet Packages for Solution, or also I can use the Package Manager console to install packages. So right from here, I can use this command right here, install package xam.plugin.media, and I specify the version to install. So this is the media plugin that enables us to access camera to take photos or videos in our Xamarin Forms application. How to use it? So this is simple. We saw a simple code in Visual Studio, but you can also apply some other config to tell the directory you want to store your application in. You want to name your image. And here it supports GPG files. And then if you want to get your image, then maybe you can use the image source to retrieve your image once saved. Cool, now let's go to the next plugin, which is the geolocator. And here the geolocator is that plugin that helped me to get the user position based on GPS location. How to use it? It's simple. So here I can access, after installing it, of course, in my Xamarin Forms application, I can access the cross geolocator.current. Then I set the desired accuracy right here. Then use the method getPositionAsync. And here I'm asking to get the position in 10 seconds. If that exceeds 10 seconds, then it will return null. Then we get that position, we get the latitude, longitude for our user. It's as simple as that. Just one line of code and I get the position for the user. We can also get the cached location. And this is a quick or fast way in order to get the user position. And this depends on your application. So if it's okay to get the last location which is which the user which outdates of 5 minutes, for example, then you can get that location, and also you can get the time span to tell you how old that position is. We can also do some advanced scenarios like listening for location changes. So I tell my application to inform me for every new location. So if the user is going from point A to point B, then I will get all the locations between A and B. So in every time the user go to a new location, an event will be fired, and here I can get the new location for my user. The next plugin is ZigZinc, and this is useful to scan barcodes. So you do have here the source code for that plugin, and also you do have the samples to show you how to use it. It is simple. So after initializing the plugin, we go and say mobile.mobilebarcodescanner, then we scan that plugin. This will launch the camera and it will scan the barcode. Then it get you the number or the barcode value. Another useful plugin is the compass, and here the compass we use it to tell you where is the direction of the north. So it will return a value between 0 and 360 degrees to tell you the north based on your device orientation. Bluetooth Low Energy or Bluetooth LE is the plugin you want to use when you want to use Bluetooth low energy in your application to share data between users, for example. A vibrate plugin, if you want to vibrate your Android or iOS device. It is simple to use, just two lines of code to get the current object that will create the vibration. Then you call the method vibration and you tell it will vibrate for how much time. Here I'm telling it to vibrate for 1 second, 1000 milliseconds. User dialogues, if you want to show dialogues for your users to tell them about information or to tell them an error has occurred on your application and so on. Toasts, if you want to show those toasts, and they are a little bit different than user dialogues because toasts, they are just a simple form of text. So you can show those inside your Android and iOS projects. How to show those toasts? So we get the reference to the toast notificator interface right here using dependency server. Then we can specify some options when we want to show that notification toast. Those options are the title and the description. So this is a lightweight user dialog. We can consider that like that way. Then we invoke the notify and pass that title and the description inside those options right here, and the toast will be shown for either iOS and Android. Text-to-speech plugin, this enable you to write a text and tell your Android or iOS application to speak that or to spell that text. How it works? One line of code, cross text to speech.current.speak, and I give it the text that I wanted to spell. Now, what if you want to do speech recognition? So you give your application an input of an audio, then your application will recognize that audio and it will give you the text for that audio. Then we do have the share plugin. If you want to share text or images to your to social media applications like sharing to Facebook, sharing to Twitter, or sharing to LinkedIn, then you want to use share plugin. How it works? Simple line of code, cross share.current.share, and then we give it the message to share. Here I'm sharing the text follow, then the title share. And I can also choose where to share this text. So I can specify to share this text to Facebook only, for example, or I can add share to or post to Twitter, post to LinkedIn, and so on. Now we want to use the settings plugin in order to store key value pairs inside our application. So instead of using the heavy SQLite database, for example, where we do have to organize the database and we have to set the tables, the columns for that table, then we do have a simple and lightweight solution which is using the settings plugin. This way I can install my values as a key values. So if I want to store the username, the email, the password, or the access token of my application, then it's better to use the settings plugin because it's lighter than SQL databases and it's so simple to use. You get the source code of this plugin right here in GitHub. And with share settings or with a settings plugin, if the user closes and opens again the application, then those settings are saved in the application and they are not deleted because the settings plugin uses the shared preferences on Android, the NS user defaults on iOS, and the isolated storage settings on Windows Phone and application data container on Windows RT. So we are sure that the data is persisted inside the application. It will not be lost. Local notifications settings, if I want to show notifications to my user, and I can also schedule those notifications. So I can say, show this notification to my user after 3 hours from now, for example. Geofences, we use it to ask our application to notify us whenever the user is inside his home or whenever the user is in his workplace, for example. How it works? So we do have the geofences object instance.start monitoring, and right here you say it, you tell it, tell me whenever the user is within 1 kilometer of his house. We give it the latitude and longitude for his house also. Then we can wire up to notifications by saying regions status changed, then fire this event, and here we will get in each time the state and the region the user is on. FF image loading is a useful plugin to deal with images. So it can store images in cache, and that is useful to not download the same images again and again. So that saves your user's data. FF image loading comes also with many useful features. So we can use it to create some transformations like the blurred transform or circle transformation, rounded transformation, corners, crop, and so on. It also supports here SVG format. If you want to read the fingerprint of your users, if the device supports that, then here we do have a plugin for you. File Picker plugin is useful to pick files within your application. So you tell it, I want to pick an image file from the local storage files of the device. PCL storage is useful for creating files and folders. So I can tell it to create a .txt file, or to create an image file or a JSON file. And I also can modify that file to store text inside my .txt file, for example. So I can read and write from the files that I have created. Launch Maps plugin is useful to launch a map, as the name suggests. And also, you can, when launching that map, you can tell it to show you the way between point A and point B, for example, so that external map will draw the path from point A to point B. So you don't have to do that in your code, but you delegate that functionality to external maps. How it works? So right here we do have the method navigate2, which will launch the map, and it will pass parameters to the external maps, whether it is Google Maps on Android or the iOS maps on iOS. So you launch the map and you pass the longitude, latitude, and name of the place if you have it. And then the map will be launched and it will show you the place or the way between the two points. We do have an overload for navigate2, which here you pass not a longitude, latitude, but you pass an address, as we can see right here. Device motion. Use this plugin if you want to access the accelerometer, gyroscope, magnetometer, and compass in your application. Device info plugin. If you want to know the current or the exact OS version of your device. So it will tell you your user is using an Android 5.0, for example, or he's using Android 6.0 or iOS 10, 11, or whatever version he's using. PCL Crypto, you use this plugin if you want to crypt or to encrypt data that is stored within your application. This is useful for crypting passwords or access tokens that are stored in your application, so that you are sure no one or even people could read this data. It's encrypted, so they need to know the key that encrypts that data. Connectivity plugin, you use this if you want to verify if your user is connected to the internet or not. So this was all, and thank you for watching.